With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Harvard University is defying President Trump's demands and risk losing $9 billion in federal funding.
The demands part of President Trump's effort to investigate anti-Semitism at many universities. The Harvard list was updated Friday and includes government and leadership reforms, as well as a requirement to institute a merit-based admissions and hiring policy. It also includes an audit of students and faculty on their views about diversity, as well as a ban on face masks. Harvard President Alan Garber, in a letter to the community Monday, says no government should dictate what private universities can teach, whom they can admit and hire, and which areas of study they can pursue. I'm Julie Walker.
So the federal government is now freezing more than $2 billion in grants to Harvard. That move comes hours after the school said that it would not accept the Trump administration's proposed conditions to continue their federal funding. Also at SRNnews.com, California trying to close a budget gap.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed legislation to provide $2.8 billion to close the budget hole in the state's Medicaid program as part of the state's solution to address a $6.2 billion gap. It comes a year after California launched an ambitious coverage expansion to provide free health care to all low-income adults, regardless of their immigration status. The expansion is costing $2.7 billion more than the state had projected. Other factors include rising pharmacy costs and a larger-than-expected aging population. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer now says she wishes she didn't block her face in a photo at the White House last week, saying she didn't want her picture taken while in the Oval Office meeting with the president. This is SRN News. A new milestone for the Jesus Film Project.
The famous evangelistic tool has just been dubbed into a new language for the 2,200th time, a dialect spoken in the African nation of Ivory Coast. Josh Newell, who is executive director of the JFP, says, quote, "The story of Jesus has never been more relevant or accessible than it is right now, and it's about to reach every last corner on Earth. Modern technology is accelerating the process of translating the movie into more and more languages." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his government will recognize a Palestinian state in coming months. In an interview with French TV5, Macron said his decision is designed to bolster collective security in the region, suggesting that if Palestinians have a state, they will stop attacking Israel. Israel's involved in a war with terror group Hamas, sparked by an attack that the Palestinian terror group did October 2023. This is SRN News. A retrial is underway in Sarah Palin's lawsuit, accusing the New York Times of libeling her in an editorial 8 years ago.
The one-time Republican vice presidential candidate and ex-governor of Alaska gets a second chance to prove the newspaper defamed her with a 2017 editorial, falsely linking her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. Palin says it damaged her reputation and career. The Times has acknowledged the editorial was inaccurate, but says it quickly corrected what it calls an honest mistake. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The president of El Salvador says he will not take part in bringing a deported man back to the U.S. Nayib Bukele told reporters, "We're not very fond of releasing terrorists," adding he's not going to smuggle someone back to the U.S. The San Diego area dealing with the aftermath of a 5.2 earthquake hit Monday morning. More details at srnnews.com.